Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. I'm pleased to have with us back in the studio once again, Mr. Brad Elbrader of Brad's Home Entertainment Service. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's that time of year. Kind of gets busy. Big boys like me, we like the cooler weather, and Christmas is around the corner, so hey, we're getting prepared for it.
Happy Small Business Saturday to you, to all of our small business owners here in our listening area. Small businesses, they always said small businesses were the backbone of the American economy. I hope we can always keep them that way for sure, but good luck to you, and how is the small business life here in Mountain Home these days?
It was, for us, it was a rough late summer. Later part of the summer was pretty rough, but it's picking back up now, and the outlook is really good for the future. I belong to a buying group called Nationwide Marketing, and they keep up with a lot of these stats. And, years and years and years ago, talking about small business, there was ads out there talking about, probably 10 years ago, about how small business was done.
Mm-hmm.
It showed pictures of these big metropolis, people who own these big companies, the Best Buys of the world, the Circuit City, they're gone.
Exactly.
And they said that the small business would not survive. And, not just me as a small business, but it's so awesome to see small businesses flourishing, actually, because you see more and more of them coming on the scene now.
And small businesses can provide a product and a service that bigger stores sometimes struggle with, especially in our local market. Small businesses have the opportunity to provide customer service like no one else.
Exactly. And as a small business owner, the small business people, they can do things that big business cannot. I mean, there's ways that we can help a customer out that, you go to a big store and it's pretty much, everything's set in stone. We have to follow the rules. Where you go to a small business and, as a small business owner, we're part of the community.
One of my most favorite things is if I have trouble or if I have a question or just whatever, I don't have to go to a website and fill out an automated contact us form. I can literally walk into your store and you're standing right there and I can ask you a question face to face. I know that's a forgotten concept, but some of us still appreciate that.
Yeah, it's like getting your gas pump for you, That's gone, but hey, we're still here. And
that's what husbands are supposed to do.
Yeah, I think about it.
So does mine.
I give her the card.
Yeah. Did you get gas? So, well, hey, let's talk about it's Christmas, Christmas time and Christmas shopping season, and time to start thinking about some of those purchases. And the one thing that you have, that you've always had and that you excel at the most is always your electronics. Big TVs ready to go in your store.
Yeah, and the TVs are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
We need bigger houses for our TVs.
21 years ago, I started my own business. I've been doing this since 85, actually. But 21 years ago, in 97, is when we started Brad's Home Entertainment. And I started just on the repair end. That's what I did, repaired TVs. And it's kind of grown into where we are today. But the TV industry just keeps changing so quickly now. I mean, the products that we have out there, 10 years ago, if you'd told me there was a TV the thickness of a credit card that you could just stick on the wall, you'd think he's back to watching the Jetsons. We say that, but we are living that Jetsons world. We're living it, and we're actually going beyond it now.
What are the most of your customers, when they come in, their TV habits? I'm always curious about that because, they say, oh, people don't consume TV this way anymore, and we only do this, and we only do that. What are the TV consuming habits of our local area?
I'd say in this area, it's funny because you think of the millennials and younger kids, all the streaming and apps and devices they have, and mm-hmm. you don't think of the older generation. It amazes me.
We do at KTLO.
It amazes me how many seniors we have in this town that come in and they're into smart TVs.
Sure.
They want to do all the apps. They want to be able to take photos from their phone and put it on their TV. They want simplicity. And it's even going to the extreme now that you can talk to your TV and it will do the commands because mm-hmm. they're all putting Google Chromecast built into the TV and it's part of the mm-hmm. connected home. We can do all that. It's here. And, years ago, a 35-inch TV was a big TV. Nowadays, you have an 86-inch flat you panel TV.
You don't even put the 35-inch in the kitchen anymore.
No. It's, you know, bedrooms, we're hanging 60 and 65-inch TVs in bedrooms. It's just, it's getting out there. And then, of course, there's so many different products that's been created. China, they've dumped a lot of junk in the market. And that has hurt a bunch of the industry, because you think about years ago, you had companies like Toshiba, Panasonic, Mitsubishi. Well, they're gone. They're not gone as companies. They're just not in the U.S. no more, because they pulled out saying, we're not going to compete to the race to zero, trying to make no money by making junk, trying to compete with these companies making junk. So you have other companies like Sony and LG who have survived by saying, we're going to make some better products, and yes, you will spend a little bit more, but our products are going to last longer. It's going to be a better picture quality and a better experience for the customer.
Last Friday was, of course, Black Friday, and I've heard you speak many times about be careful of the $100 TVs out there.
You know, it's hilarious, because it never fails. About 13 months after Black Friday, so in January, we will start seeing TVs that were bought the previous Black Friday coming in for service that they made it about a year, then they're done. And it's because it's cheaper components. It's not the same TVs through the whole year, and they just dropped the price from, it didn't go from a $900 TV to a $200 TV for, and it's the same model. It's actually a stripped down version with cheap leftover parts. It's coming towards the end of the year. These manufacturers need to get rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what kind of TVs you have available in your store right now.
We have three products that we really stand behind and support now. We have Sony, which is our bread and butter. That we are a Sony Diamond dealer. It means that as far as Sony's concerned, we are a retailer who knows the product, and we stand behind it, and we actually do our own service. Then we have LG, another awesome company. We do quite a bit with them, too. Very reliable. They have some great products in the future coming that I don't even know about. I've been kind of seeing little pieces here and there, not enough to even understand what I'm seeing, but there's some cool stuff coming. And then a new product this year for us is called BEA. And this product is actually a private label for our buying group. And I sit on an advisory board for the buying group on the electronics. And 2 years ago, we sat in a room and said, if Best Buy can have their own brand of TV, private label, why can't we as a group? We're 15,000 storefronts. So they went to work on it, and Broad Street Electronics of America, it's an American corporation, has created this TV for us. They've tested it over the last year, very reliable. So we actually can sell this product, and what makes it extremely different is it is a cheaper TV. It doesn't all have a bunch of the thrills like the smart functionality and some of that, but we can make it smart through Google Chromecast, things like that, but has a three-year warranty. And the warranty is if anything goes wrong with this product during the 3 years, you don't have to send it off. You don't have to wait for me to fix it. I'm going to hand you a brand new TV in a box.
So it doesn't have the built-in widgets or apps that we've grown accustomed to over the past couple of years. Like you can't change your input and go to Netflix or something like that.
Right. You could change your input and go to Netflix if you added like a Chromecast or something to it.
Yeah. And if someone's not familiar with that, I mean, that's, you just plug that into one of your HDMI ports on the side of the TV and boom, there you go. You usually run it from your phone.
Yeah.
You don't even need a remote anymore.
So it's a good product. It's just, it's not a tier one product. We call it a non-tier one. Sony, LG, those are tier ones. It's a non-tier one. We got them in stock, and they go 32, 40, 50, 55, and 65 inch. And to give you just a
price
a
comparison,
G-whiz, yeah, it's a 55 inch 4K TV is $499, and that is with a 3 year warranty that is total exchange for those 3 years. So guess what? You've had your TV 2.5 years. Lightning hits out in your backyard, mm-hmm. and a bunch of your stuff gets blown up in your house. Your TV don't work. You get a brand new TV. Now, the cool thing is that TV doesn't have a six-month warranty because you're 2.5 years into it. That TV now will have a one-year warranty added to that.
And do you pay any more for the warranty?
No.
All part of that $499
cost? All part of the $499.
We're a little sensitive to lightning strikes around here that happen in the backyard. So,
which we can help that too, because we do have all the surge protection and things like that we can add to it also.
And of course, you service what you sell.
We service now the Sony and LG products. We are the complete servicer for them, self-servicing. So if they ever have issues with those products, we take care of that. And the OLED TV, that's, I'd say last year our biggest selling product was the Sony 65-inch OLED TV. And what makes OLED different from regular LED? Regular LED has a backlight. So if you think about it, that light source has to always be on to create brightness for the picture. So if you take a black scene and lay over a light source, black is not true black anymore. It's kind of a grayish. And there's over 8 million pixels in these TVs that are 4K. You go to OLED, every single one of those 8 million pixels has its own light source. So it can control the panel individually, pixel by pixel by pixel with the lighting. So your black is infinite black. Contrast ratio, everybody's hearing 2,000 to 1 contrast, 20,000 to 1 contrast ratio. This is infinite. They can't measure it. Because black is infinite black and white is true white in each individual spot.
That's crazy. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Brad Elbrader, owner and operator of Brad's Home Entertainment Services, located in the town
Plaza Way.
I can never remember that. I can never ever remember that. But it's okay. Everybody knows where Brad's is. He's over there by Walmart. Go over there.
The best way to say it to women is
by TJ Maxx.
I'm by shoe sensation. They all know where shoe stores are.
Well, hey, listen, you're open today. What time do you close on Saturdays?
3 o'clock, 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
And so we were talking about those 55-inch TVs that are $499, which that's an amazing, amazing price. 55-inch TV, probably a little difficult to transport to your home. That's why it's so wonderful that you guys will deliver and set everything up, custom installation, all this good stuff that comes with the service.
Yeah, service is what we based our business on. That's the reason that we're still here after 21 years is somebody buys a product. And I mean, it drives me crazy buying something new and going home trying to figure it out, number one. Number two, I do get it home, and I didn't get everything I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, we take care of all that. If somebody wants us to come out and hook up their TV, regardless if it's just on a cabinet, we'll do that for them and get all their inputs, you know, marked for them to where they know what's where and show them how to run the system. We'll do that. But if they want the TV hung on the wall, we can do that. We can hide all the wiring inside the wall for them to where it's nice and clean and all you see is a TV hanging up there above that.
I absolutely love not seeing any wires. And I think that comes from being in radio and you're surrounded by wires all the time. But it's such a clean look. Oh, it's just the best.
Yeah, I mean, we've actually been to houses in I am not kidding when I say this. I have been to houses to where it looks like somebody threw a grenade in a cable factory. I mean, it's just a mess behind it. And people will say, well, can you just fix this to where, you know, clean up some of this? The best way for us to do it is we rip everything out and start all over.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that have cables behind their TV now that they don't even use and they don't realize it. Because
right.
So many things have changed today. So we clean all that up. We can hide all the wiring. We can make it to where one remote can pretty much run everything for you. We can do simplified as far as just your electronics, but we can actually go extreme to where we can do control four automation that your remote for your TV will run your shades, your lighting, your door locks, mm-hmm. your thermostat, anything in your house electrical pretty much.
And it doesn't matter if you're satellite, if you're cable, if you're completely streaming. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever internet service you have, none of that matters because you guys are familiar with all of it.
Yeah, and Control 4, their theme is everything's better when it works together. So, hey, it's awesome thinking about no matter what you're messing with, you could be on your mm-hmm. phone. And somebody could say, hey, it's a little bit warm in here. Oh, okay, well, you can take your phone and adjust your thermostat.
And the Control 4, I mean, that's the smart home. That's where we're moving. That's the next big thing out there. It's maybe not even out there. It's already here.
I mean,
you guys have been putting it in for years now.
It's smart home. The other term is connected home. Mm-hmm. It's all that. And it's anything you can think of and you can dream of that you want to run off of a system that like back to again, you can be watching TV and control something else. You can do it through Control 4. It just ties everything together.
And there are even connected refrigerators now to where, like, it'll email you or text you your grocery list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's back to, there's one important thing about that, too, that you bring up, is all these devices are connected into your network. Well, people are calling us constantly now saying, half my stuff in my house don't work right now. When I try to get online, my internet's super slow. It's not their internet.
It's the router.
Yeah, it's like I explained to people. The best way to explain this is you went out years ago and you bought a $20 or $30 router. Mm-hmm. It was made to run two or three devices, you know, and that's it. Now we have houses out there that have 50 to 100 devices connected into these networks. So I explained to people, I'll say, okay, you got Mountain Home, Arkansas. Let's empty the streets. Nobody's on it. And I'm going to tell you, you can drive 60 miles an hour through town, and there's three people that's going to be on the road, period, through all of Mountain Home. You're probably not going to have that many issues.
Right.
But now when I say, okay, you can drive 60 miles an hour, and there's 100 people downtown, that's where you're going to be driving this speed, you got a problem. It's congested.
And that's where the customer service aspect is so important, too, because you and your staff, I mean, when you're setting things up, you go into someone's home and you can survey, what do you have? What do you use the most? What do you not use? You got kids that are gaming, or you got kids that are streaming, or do you just want to watch cable TV? It doesn't matter. I mean, and you guys can configure it the best way possible.
I got two outstanding outside techs, Chris and Blake.
Been with you for a
long time. but they're very good at their job networking, especially Chris is awesome with networking. But like you say, he asks the questions to make sure the customer is getting what they need. And we can even go as extreme to we can put a system in through networking that we can monitor it for him to let – he'll actually send us a text
like
of something.
Like a usage report?
Well, not just usage, but it'll send us a text saying customer's amp went offline. So we can actually tie in usually and reboot the system. So the customer gets home, they turn on everything, and everything's working. They never knew they had a problem. We took care of it before they knew they had a problem.
You set up, in addition to the Control 4, you've got the Google and Nest.
Google Nest is an awesome product. Of course, Google is a voice activation. I use it like crazy around our house. You can talk to it. It'll answer any questions. It's, you know, like I keep telling my wife, I was like, it's the only woman I've talked to that makes sense. That's why I got these black eyes. But no, it is an awesome product, and you can use it to run things in your house, too. We have a gentleman right now who is handicapped, and he's wanting us to set it up through his system to where he can voice activate things in his house.
One of my most favorite television commercials of the year, I think it was even back at the Super Bowl this past year, but it was the Google Home, the Google where the dad was reading a book to their young child sitting on their lap, and the child kept asking all the questions about the book, just like, you know, kids do when you're reading to them. And the dad had no idea, so he kept asking Google, and then Google was answering all the questions. It was perfectly done.
It's an awesome product. And, of course, Nest ties right into it because it's a thermostat. That it's a learning thermostat. It's a smart thermostat. And it's when I say learning, it learns your habits. It knows when you're home or you're not home. So it will adjust the temperature to save you energy. Plus, you can actually, if you got Google, you can say, hey, Google, adjust my thermostat down 2 degrees. And it'll bump your thermostat down.
Down. We need it up. It's been cold already this year. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Brad Elbrader at Brad's Home Entertainment. Hey, I forgot to mention earlier, we were talking about the TVs and how you could mount them and stuff, but you have cabinets for sale, too, if someone chooses not to mount their TV.
Yeah, we sell Legends cabinets. They're built in the United States, all solid woods, and we got quite a few to choose from. They come in, check them out, and people kind of freak out because, you know, I'm not a tiny boy, and I'll show them. I'll walk over and say, these are solid woods, and I'll actually sit on them. And, you know, but they are solid, so very good product.
Also an Oric dealer?
Oric.
We've been selling that forever?
Oric forever, and we are going to have some awesome, awesome deals on Oric. If you've ever been thinking about an Oric, check us out. We're going to have some awesome deals on them.
What makes a vacuum cleaner so special? Because I'm having a hard time there, Brad.
Okay. I ain't going to say you want to buy one for your wife.
Yeah.
But, but what makes an Oric different, I know this, is we do the fair every year, and every year I have people come in, oh, yeah, we bought ours 12 years ago from you, and it still works fine. So that's the one drawback I have against Oric is they don't tear up enough.
It's like the Maytag man.
Yeah.
Hey, one final thing. I've been waiting to talk to you about this. Can't wait to talk to you about it. The new Traeger grills that you started this year. Those things are awesome.
It is. It's one of the most pleasurable things I've ever sold, to be honest with you, because people buy these and they come back in with a gigantic smile on their face about, guess what I cooked? You know, it's so simple. And, you know, as we're sitting here talking about it, we can see Tim back there with slobber all over this keyboard. But the Traeger grills are so easy. I've really never smoked in my life till I got one. And it's just, it makes it so simple. And I'll give you an example. Here's how hard it is to do. If I'm going to do ribs, I season the night before. I go out, there's a knob on my grill. I'll turn it to 225. I've filled it with the pellets. The grill will light itself, feed the pellets automatically to get the temperature to 225, and then automatically regulate the pellet feed to keep it at 225. So I put my meat on for 4 hours. I'll go do whatever. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't go open the lid. Don't keep checking on it. Just leave it alone. 4 hours later, I go get the meat off, leave it running, take the meat inside. I'll put it on aluminum foil, take a half a cup of apple juice and a can of apricot nectar, dump in it, seal them back up, put them back on the grill for 2 more hours. There again, I'm not going out messing with my grill. And here's another pitch for Google. I'll walk in and say, hey, Google, set timer for 2 hours. So in 2 hours later, my Google timer goes off. So I go pull the ribs off, wrap them in a towel for 30 minutes. Then unwrap them, and man, they are so juicy, and it's awesome.
Best ribs you've ever had?
Best, honestly, it is. But I even did a brisket on this thing, 14 hours slow smoked a beef brisket. It was just unbelievably moist, and my wife don't even really like brisket that much, but as we was eating the leftovers the other night at the house, she was eating the last bite, and she looked across the table at me, and she goes, you can do this one again. You know, that's when you know you've done good, when your wife mm-hmm. says you need to do this again. So it's easy to cook on.
Cookbook come with it?
Cookbook comes with it. And since there's so many recipes and it keeps changing, they have thousands of recipes on TraegerGrills.com. You can go there, check them out, and there's all kinds of recipes. I did a turkey recipe that I tried out before I was going to tell anybody about it. It was super easy. I did it just like I've never done it before. Did it just like the instructions said, and it came out awesome. It's super easy to clean up, too, and they have a 3-year warranty on every single part of that grill, and we actually get to do the service on that, too. So there's no issues you have to worry about.
Now, men, we want you to purchase an Oric vacuum. We just don't want you to give it as a gift for Christmas time. On the flip side, ladies, if you need a gift for your man this year for Christmas, you cannot go wrong with one of these.
There's not a guy out there that won't take an Oric. I mean, an Oric.
that's what we want them to take.
But no, they actually did a study, and they found out people with gas grills that there was only 20% of the women that would cook on a gas grill. Mm-hmm. They said, number one, it scared them. They didn't like that thud noise it made when you, like the lady says.
You can't light it half the time, and you got to stick something in there. Yeah.
Lady said, every time I light my gas grill, I was wondering if this is the last time I was ever going to light it. But, you know, but they said they figured out the bottles, too. The women hated messing with the gas bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So they found out that after they put a Traeger wood pellet grill in a household, over 50% of the women were now cooking on the grills. They said they loved it even better than their indoor.
Okay, you keep talking about all the meat, but, you know, we love to roast vegetables and, like, grilled chicken and
Cinnamon rolls.
I've done cinnamon rolls on it. I'll tell you another thing that I've proved over and over, and if anybody out there listening and you want to say, no, it can't be, and you're going to prove me wrong, go anywhere and get you a frozen pizza, just an off-the-shelf frozen pizza. Come to the store. I will put it on that Traeger grill for you, and it will taste totally different than out of your oven.
Really?
Well, you think about it. If you go to a nice Italian restaurant that
has
a good pizza.
The wood fire grilled.
It's a wood fire grilled. It's, well, oven, wood fire mm-hmm. oven. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing you're doing. You just having your own outdoor oven, grill, broiler, barbecue, or what? It's mm-hmm. everything in one.
So y'all just let us know whoever's going to bring the pizza over to Brad's. We can be there in, what, about 20 minutes, Tim? You think we can make it out there?
Well, it depends what flavor pellets we're using.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can choose really? Your flavors. Yeah, we got, oh my gosh, what are we up to? I think 11 different flavors that we're carrying of the pellets. So
what, I mean, tell me how this works. I mean, how do you know what okay. pellet
well, Traeger makes
you?
It. Traeger makes it easy. on each of the bags, you look on the end of it, and it says, this product works good with everything, but is great for, and it shows the pictures of the different animals, and it circles the ones that it's great for.
Doesn't even use words. We've gone back to photo books now.
But, you know, hey, if you're doing pork, you know, people like apples, cherries, things like that. Mm-hmm. If you're doing beef, some people like hickory, some people like the mesquite. Mm-hmm. Alder works pretty much with anything. They have a I cannot pronounce this word. The beer company, Lenenkugels. What do you?
Yeah.
Lenenkugels. However you pronounce it.
It's in Arkansas now. It's a big deal.
Okay. Well, whatever that word is, they actually went with Traeger and created their own blend. It's got a citrusy kick to it, which is great with chicken and fish. And they got all the spices and rubs we have in stock, and we actually are what they call a Traeger Gold Status dealer.
So if there are different pellets for, you know, you can use one kind of pellet that'll be good for anything. But if you know this pellet's really good for chicken, but this pellet's really good for brisket, is it hard to change these in and out?
They thought of that too. There's a little trap door on the back of the hopper. You just unscrew this little knob and you put your bucket under it. You lift the little handle up. And
so I'm not carrying around big
out.
Feed bags or
nope.
anything.
Okay. It dumps out and then you seal it back and put your different flavor pellets in. And you know, like I said, we're a gold dealer for Traeger, which gold dealer status that they know, they have trained me to know the product. Mm-hmm. We've done well enough with it that they, being a gold dealer also allows us to have the Timberline Traeger, which the Timberline series is the ooh, aw, wow system. That's, that is the big boy. That one right there allows us to actually, well, first off, it's double steel, so it's double insulated, uses less pellets. It's heavier built, and it has a controller in it that's app. It's app-driven. Controller, so I can actually run the system off my phone. You can also, we could be sitting right here talking to each other, and you could take your phone out and check what the internal temperature your meat is and adjust the temperature your grill all off the app.
So you don't have to walk out there with a headlamp, you know, during the dark nights nope. now and take your thermometer and all that kind of stuff.
No, it's you could be out on the lake and you could tell it, okay, when the internal temperature of this meat hits 170 degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, it's done, so I need to be notified. So your phone goes ding, and you look at it, and it says, you know, your food's done. You go, oh, crud, I'm not home. It's going to be another hour. Mm-hmm. So they got on the app a little button that says keep warm. You push it, and it talks to your Traeger, and it'll bump your temperature down to keep your food warm until you get home.
Wi-Fire.
Wow, very nice. Plenty of time to get one of these and have them delivered at your house for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and to be honest with you, the Traeger product, we have quite a bit of the Traeger regular Pro Series. The Timberline Series, that is getting hard to get a hold of, even for me as a dealer, because it's a short.
So popular.
It's a small supply, and it's getting a big demand. They're going to boost it up next year to make even more of those. It's just went over a lot bigger than what they even thought it would.
All right. Next time you come in, you have to bring us samples. We're going to have a live taste test on here. Tim, you all right with that?
I actually did something at some of these events, and Tim was at, the chili cook-off?
I was there.
And we did some things that is funny watching people's expression. I'll go buy just not the gigantic chub bologna, but the smaller round chub bologna. And I'll season it up with some rubs, and I'll throw it on the grill and smoke it for a couple hours. People will come up. Of course, I've cut it in pieces, and I'll put toothpicks in it, and they'll try a bite. And I've had people go, that is the best ham I've ever had. And then they'll look at me, and they'll say, what was that? Bologna? You're kidding me. You know, it's just everything tastes totally different when it's cooked right.
Amen. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment Services, of course, located out next to Shoe Sensation. Much easier for me to say. Check out the Traeger grill line. You've got grills set up today. You can go out and look at them and play around with them, see the features.
We usually have the grills sitting outside. I have a demo grill.
I would love for someone to take a frozen pizza out there this afternoon. That would be a lot of fun
for sure. We do it. It's easy to cook on them. I mean, we've even done cookies. So.
Happy Small Business Saturday.
Thank you.
Go out and celebrate your small businesses here locally.
Hey, and just not me. Go out and support all the small businesses in our community because the money comes back into our community.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, Brad. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.